Whether you're a first-time poultry owner or looking to expand your flock, you can always use some helpful advice. Blaine's Farm and Fleet's got you covered. With great info and products to help raise healthy birds in-store or online at farmandfleet.com/chickdays.
June Dairy Month is right around the corner, but it's a tradition that has been around for decades. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report, and Erica Shade, Community and Schools Manager for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, joins us for this month's Check-In with Dairy Checkoff to highlight some of the fun that you can experience. But first, she shares just how June Dairy Month came to be.
So June Dairy Month is an annual tradition that is used to celebrate the dairy community in our state. We celebrate June Dairy Month like nowhere else. We have over 70 events happening throughout this month.
So that's the history, but really, how did June Dairy Month even begin in the first place then?
So June Dairy Month began in 1937, and it was used to promote drinking milk. And it actually started as National Milk Month because there was a surplus of milk, and the National Milk Month was helped to stabilize the dairy demand of that. In 1939, June Dairy Month became the official title so we could focus more on all of our great dairy products and not just fluid milk.
Yeah, and June Dairy Month really is that perfect opportunity. You get to share all of the great things happening in Wisconsin's dairy community every day, whether that's telling the stories to help educate consumers of all ages about Wisconsin dairy or just showing them what really makes it special in our state, in our world. And we know in Wisconsin, we like to brag, we are America's Dairyland. But why are we known for that?
Wisconsin has always been the leader of dairy, setting a really high standard for milk quality, conservation, and sustainability. Wisconsin crafts nearly half of the nation's specialty cheese and provides $45.6 billion to the Wisconsin economy, which is more than Florida citrus and Idaho potatoes even combined. Wisconsin provides 157,000 jobs just in the dairy sector, and that's fueling the economy at $86,000 per minute. So we're really into the whole America's Dairyland because of how much our dairy is contributing to the state economy.
So how can people learn more about June Dairy Month and just really learn about all of the different local events happening throughout the month that they can attend?
Yeah, so we have over 70 events happening throughout the month of June, and we encourage people to discover Taste Celebrate Wisconsin Dairy by visiting wisconsindairy.org for details, and we have a map out there so you can find the celebration near you.
So do you personally have any favorite events then that you make sure, yep, that's on my list during June Dairy Month, I can't miss it?
I absolutely love, there's a Hordes Dairyman Museum event that one of our county groups put on, and there is a cow parade on top of meeting all of the dairy breeds. I absolutely love that event. And then I also enjoy my local event, the Sauk County Dairy Breakfast.
Now, along with June Dairy Month, whenever I think about that, I think to me is an excuse to be able to eat ice cream every day or grilled cheese, or, you know, I get to enjoy as much dairy as I want every day. Nobody can yell at me because I'm supporting our dairy farmers. But what are some of your favorite Wisconsin dairy products to enjoy during June Dairy Month?
I love myself a good grilled cheese with a Havarti, but ice cream is my ultimate favorite, but we'll save that for National Ice Cream Month in July.
That also sounds very good. Is there certain dairy farmers or cheesemakers that you like to get those from?
So I have a personal heart for Carr Valley because it is my local cheesemaker, but any of our Wisconsin cheesemakers and cheese processors are going to be the best high-quality cheese.
And June Dairy Month is really exciting for consumers to learn more about Wisconsin dairy farms, but it's also just as important for those Wisconsin farmers. Take me through that impact that it has on them.
So the real impact that June Dairy Month has on our farmers is they're able to tell their story. Every day you might be driving by your local dairy farm and you're not really connected to that dairy farmer. Now is your chance to go and learn about your dairy neighbor and really connect with that dairy farmer and hearing their family heritage story, their legacy of their farm. And you're able to then know where your local dairy product is coming from.
And you guys at Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, you're helping to do that right alongside of them, right?
Correct, yes. So we are telling farmer stories and promoting those dairy products and really connecting the farmer with the consumer every day.
That was Erica Shade, Community and Schools Manager for Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin, joining us for this month's Check-In with Dairy Checkoff.
Head on over to wisconsindairy.org to find a June Dairy Month event near you and experience why it holds a special place in the hearts of dairy enthusiasts everywhere. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.